It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 19th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is eradicate, spelled E-R-A-D-I-C-A-T-E. Eradicate is a verb that means to do away with as completely as if by pulling up by the roots. It can also mean to pull up by the roots. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Golf Digest by Max Alder. The golf cart fleet is fully powered by lithium batteries. Food and horticultural waste is processed into fertilizer for the course, and a simple edict that every agronomy worker must handpick 15 weeds daily before quitting time has all but eradicated the need for chemical treatments. Given that the word eradicate first meant to pull up by the roots, it's not surprising that the root of eradicate does in fact mean root. Eradicate, which first turned up in English in the 16th century, comes from eradicatus, the past participle of the Latin verb eradicare. Eradicare, in turn, can be traced back to the Latin word radix, meaning root or radish. Although eradicate began life as a word for literal uprooting, by the mid-17th century, it had developed a metaphorical application to removing things the way one might yank an undesirable weed up by the roots. Other descendants of radix in English include radical and radish. Even the word root itself is related. It comes from the same ancient word that gave Latin radix. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.